You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts.
And everybody from Philadelphia, 76ers, the beat.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another post-Sixers win reaction. We're live on Twitter Spaces. This will also be available on the 76ers Insiders podcast feed. So if you're not already following us there, please make sure that you are. You can always leave early or come late to these live shows if you're subscribing there. Matt Murphy, good morning. How we doing?
Doing well after another Sixers-Grizzlies thriller. You had alluded to last year's Sixers-Grizzlies game that happened in South Philadelphia, I know, in the lead-up to this one, and it delivered. Of course, little slow start, you said to Tyrese Maxey, who we will hear from on this show, you said to him in your walk-off interview that, you know, you had to kind of knock off some of the rust coming off the All-Star break. So they fell behind, but a 17-point comeback, their fifth straight win overall dating back to pre-All-Star break play, a win over one of the top few teams in the Western Conference in Memphis, 110-105, and about as electric of an atmosphere as you could have for a Sixers home game, period. And it, in a lot of ways, mirrored what that Memphis game last season was like. In a roundabout way, they come back and win it by five. And the crowd was on their feet. They were as loud as ever.
Yeah, it was really an awesome one. You mentioned it, two in a row, consecutive awesome Sixers-Grizzlies matchups in Philadelphia. The Grizzlies, of course, got the better of the Sixers in the first matchup between the two teams this season. But no James Harden in that one, no Tyrese Maxey in that one. Both of them ultimately would play a role in the win in the second matchup. I'm going to go through some stats now. If you guys have any feedback or want to hear about any of these performances in depth, make sure you are using the chat function or sending us a DM. So, without further ado, we're going to go through the box score. We're going to hear from James and Tyrese, both of whom didn't play in the first one and were awesome in the second one. Here we go. Joel Embiid last night finishes with a 27.19 rebound. That 19 rebound mark marks a season high, if I'm not mistaken. Double-double plus six assists, a steal, and six blocks. Again, 27-19, 6-1, and 6. James Harden was the leading scorer, 31 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Tobias Harris was awesome, especially in that fourth quarter. 20 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. He shot 5 for 10 from the field, 4 for 7 from long range, made all 6 of his free throws, finished at a team high plus 12. PJ Tucker was really good last night as well. He had 6 points and 6 rebounds, an assist, and a steal, finished at a plus 11. Tyrese Maxey, the bench leader once again, 16 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. You mentioned it, Matt. He talked about it. Had to shake off a little bit of rust last night, but once they did, they were really able to find something special there in the fourth. Matt, your thoughts on the box score before we hear from Tyrese himself?
We're going to hear from Tyrese. Who else are we going to hear from, Lauren? I think one of the conversations is a little bit on the exclusive end from the Sixers locker room postgame.
Yeah, Tyrese and James spoke in the locker room. Tyrese spoke while I believe PJ was speaking at the podium, so I don't know if anyone's heard Tyrese yet. And we'll hear from James Harden as well. But I always want to hear your box score takeaways, so give me one or two, and then we will kick it to Tyrese.
My box score takeaway is the number six. That is the number of blocks that Joel Embiid had. That is the number of threes that James Harden had. And James Harden is having a really strong three-point shooting season. He's up near 39%, 38.9 to be exact, which is the second best three-point percentage of his career. Every game, I mean, he's done this whole career with the four-point plays. It looks too easy to get fouled, and somehow the shot still goes in with his body control. He had another four-point play in the game against the Grizzlies, which is now seven on the season to this point on February 24th, the second most in the NBA. He's the all-time leader in those four-point plays. And it was the sixth game. This comes via 76ers stats, at Sixers stats on Twitter. Thursday was the sixth game this season for Harden with at least five threes while shooting 50% or better from deep, the most by a 76ers player since J.J. Redick, who had eight in 2018-19. So he's already closing in on that mark from J.J. Redick. So that kind of helps put into perspective what a good shooting season James Harden is having, not to mention the way that he's facilitating and the assist numbers as well. But the number six, Embiid, six blocks, Harden, six threes, is my box score takeaway.
Tyrese Maxey used to wear the number three. Six divided by two is three.
Whoa.
passing Allen Iverson last night, number three. Also, okay, I don't know how we're getting back down to number zero, but three minus three is zero, and here's number zero after the game last night. That was terrible, but I had a good time. Here we go.
Great shooter. You know, I was telling Miss Rosen, he persevered. Like, he really persevered today, like, beginning of the game. I think two plays before that, he airballed. And I was like, keep shooting. And he did. And, you know, he had two big ones.
How big was his defense, too?
Huge. Huge. He picked up Morant. You know, he used his length. And it's hard for, you know, shoot floaters and stuff when a 6'9 guy's coming behind you and you got Joel in front of him. So it was good.
When PJ Tucker's playing the five, like, how does that change, like your game at all?
Oh, no, it's good because he creates space. He creates space. You know, you do work on a little bit more. Coach Doc was just saying that, work on a little bit more. But he's really good because he creates space. He really does a good job of communicating, and he talks. So I know, like, on defense when the ball screens are coming. And then, you know, we can push the pace a little bit more.
And then what did you make of Jalen so far?
It was good. I mean, his length is something that we really, really needed. And he's being able to get on the offensive glass and the defensive glass. And he's a lob threat. He can play the game the right way. He's been big for us.
What kind of helped you guys slow down Desmond Bane in the second half?
Well, we got to his body. We were off his body a lot in the first half. He got some open and clean looks. But the second half, I think we got into his body, forced him to get inside the three and make some tough shots.
When it comes to that chippiness that we were just talking about, is this one of those things where it's just like you want to try and stay out of it, but maybe emotions is kind of, you get involved in it? Like, how do you kind of avoid it?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, this is an emotional game. You know, we're all human beings at the end of the day. We all have pride. So, you know, guys are going to get physical, get chippy, but that's just a part of the game. That was a playoff atmosphere game. You know, I think they're number two in the West. I don't know. We're one of them, three in the West. So it's like, that's a playoff atmosphere. And both of those teams, they want to lose the game, and that's how it should be.
We talked about Joel scoring, James is scoring, you're scoring, Tobias scoring. Jalen had a big rebound. PJ was really big down the stretch. When you think about sort of the whole team effort that went into winning in those last 2 minutes, how heartening is that as you guys continue to sort of learn to gel together?
Yeah, everybody kind of played their roles tonight. You know, they were big. Everybody was starting their role, I think. Like you said, Tobias hit big shots. Jalen comes in, after not playing as much in the fourth quarter, goes in and get a big stop, get a rebound. And then PJ Tucker was doing what PJ Tucker does, talking, competing, fighting. You know, he's really good at leading us defensively. And he's like the captain and the coach out there, and everybody just listens and follows.
I know that it's over a year apart, but you guys have had some pretty iconic matchups against the Grizzlies in this building. What is it about these two teams that, like, make such good basketball?
Yeah, like I said, two playoff teams that are really trying to get over that hump. And I feel like both teams know that every time that we play each other and we play other, you know, teams that are also trying to get over the hump, you know, it means something. You know, national TV game, all those different things, and it was good for us tonight to go ahead and come out on top.
Thanks, Tyrese.
All right, y'all.
One minus zero, or zero minus one. One minus one is zero. Zero plus one is one. Here's number one. Matt Murphy, ready to hear from James?
Well, I'm putting thumbs down in the chat, but sure.
0 + 1 = 1. Here's James Harden.
Just how would you describe the way that that went as far as starting off so slow, but then kind of clawing back and then making the big plays down the stretch?
That's a part of it. You know what I mean? As much as we don't want it to happen, it's a part of basketball. You know what I mean? Like, not making shots, but we were resilient. We fought. You know what I mean? Stuck with it, gave ourselves a chance. And this next 20-some games that we have are against a really good team. So, well, it's going to prepare us for the postseason. So, I thought it was good for us.
It seems like everybody that played in that last minute sort of put their fingerprints on the comeback at the end. How did it feel to work together in that way?
That's what it's going to take. We have 5 guys on the same page with that type of effort. It was great for us. Like I said, we don't want to put ourselves in that situation where we're down, you know, double-digit points in basically the entire game. But we found something today that we got a team that, you know, won't quit, and that's always a good sign.
When you see Joel struggling the way he did just on the offensive end, yeah, he was able to just have a big impact for you guys. So what does that say about him?
That's what it's about. Now, we got enough. We're going to score the basketball. We got enough guys that can score the basketball. You know what I mean? Like, bad shooting nights are going to happen. It's what can you do to impact the game. And tonight, Joel was a great example of that.
I think you guys have 5 wins now. You've been down 15 in the game. I think you're 5-10, best percentage coming back in those situations. Obviously, you don't want to be down 15, but the fact that you've been able to do that many times, what does it say about your resiliency as a group, and what has allowed you guys to be able to kind of fight back?
Just finding something that worked on both ends of the ball, whether it's defensively and then getting stops, consecutive stops in a row, and then offensively just, you know, making shots. This is a make or miss league, so. If you miss shots, it's a little bit harder, but if you make it, it's a little bit easier. So just keep fighting and fighting.
You would pass Allen Iverson on the all-time scoring list. What does that mean to you?
Answer. I don't know, man. Just, like, being in the NBA was a far-fetched dream, you know what I mean? And then now, when you tell me things like that, it's just like, I don't know what to say. Obviously, we know how important AI was to this league. Obviously to the city of Philly, but the culture, you know what I mean? The game of basketball itself. You know, I'm just happy to be in the same conversation as him, and you know, I got a long way to go.
Those couple of threes that Tobias hit to get you guys within 1 and then to give you guys the lead, what kind of opened him up in the corner there, and just, I guess what does that say about his game?
He's been working on it. You know, he put the work in, so good things are happening. Struggled a little bit throughout the course of the game, but like I said, it's one of those opportunities where he got some shots and he had confidence to knock it down. So, you know, I think he's going to get a lot of opportunities like that off my playmaking or pick and roll with Joel and, you know, us getting into the paint. So, as a team, I think we all struggled, and late in the fourth quarter, we found a rhythm, and that's a good sign for us.
A little bit of a different topic, but over the break, you FaceTimed and gave some shoes to that gentleman from the Michigan State shooting. Just how did you sort of find out about that, and why was it important for you to you know, kind of make that impact for him?
My team is how I found out about it, like the people that work for me. But I mean, it's things like that where you just sit back and think about just real life and things bigger than basketball. You know what I mean? And I heard that, you know, he was a fan of mine, so I wanted to, you know, get up on that ASAP and just, you know, see what I can do, anything that I can do. So a couple of my people from my team flew up there, was actually in the hospital with him, brought him some things to kind of cheer him up, make him smile, put me on FaceTime with him. He's actually doing, you know, a little bit better. So the more I can just encourage and rub off this energy that I have and give people hope, I feel like that's what I'm here for. That's what I got this platform for. So you know, hopefully he can recover and bounce back out of that sooner than later. But I gave him my number, so whenever he feels like he needs anything, he can call me, and I can check up on him until, you know, he gets back to recovery.
You mentioned before about passing Magic out the list. Basketball is sort of a far-fetched dream of yours, making it to the NBA. Like, yeah. What does it mean to be able to kind of, you know, be able to help out somebody in a situation like
it's
that?
Bigger than basketball, huh? This is like real life, you know what I mean? This is bigger than basketball, and I'm fortunate and blessed to be in a position to where I can make an impact on people's lives. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I really care about. Like, that's what I value, and that's what makes me happy. Obviously, other than basketball and family and things like that. But, it's a tragedy. Like, he wasn't expecting that. You know what I mean? It's something that he couldn't control. And that's what's the craziest part about it. So, any time I can do my part, I'm going to do it.
Great job by James Harden. It's Bigger Than Basketball, covering the game, of course, but an extended listen there inside the locker room. Post game, after the Sixers beat the Grizzlies 110-105, we heard from Tyrese Maxey. We heard from James Harden. It was touched on there in the middle that he passed Allen Iverson for 26th place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. He needed 13 points to tie. His 14th point of the game in the first half against the Grizzlies gave James Harden 24,369 career points. He went on to finish the game with 31. Looking at some comments, some messages, Jeannie says, "So proud of how the fellas fought back and never folded. If last night was any indication of how the playoffs will be, we're in for a real treat." Adds the three fire emojis. Couldn't agree more. Winona says the play of the game was Joel stuffing Ja's shot. There was an entire sequence, Lauren, that I wanted to... I mean, people have watched the highlights by now. They watched the game. But the sequence with... They were down... Let's see. They were down four with... Well, they were down 11 middle of the fourth quarter. They were down four with a minute and a half left. James Harden made an incredibly difficult three in the corner. And that's something that we see him practice all the time. That step back into the corner. At any one given day at the Sixers training complex, you will see James Harden practicing that exact shot, but the degree of difficulty was high. Then the Embiid block on Morant that Winona mentions. Then with under a minute to go, down by two, a classic PJ Tucker hustle play for the offensive rebound leads to a Tobias Harris three. I loved what he said about knowing he was going to shoot the next one even after struggling earlier in the quarter. 106-105, great defense by him on Ja Morant. Harden with a hustle play to save it to Embiid. The building was incredibly loud, and then down the stretch, some clutch free throw shooting, including from Tobias Harris. But a lot happened in just the final few minutes of that game. It was exhilarating.
We heard it from guys across the roster last night, and then again from both James and Tyrese in this media session. And Matt, it was totally a playoff atmosphere, like you said. And that diving for the loose ball into the Joel dunk, like, that felt very playoffy to me. The defense late in game from Joel Embiid felt like a playoff game. PJ Tucker talking about the defense. This is something that this team has, and by the way, still one of the top 10 defenses in the NBA, but looking to continue improving. PJ Tucker said that we've shown glimpses that we're real of where we're really good, but we're still really bad a lot. We don't stop, but that's the beauty of it, the relentlessness, the not stopping. And I definitely feel like everyone felt that last night. Of course, like Tyrese said, shaking off the rust in the first half and then really dialing in the second and seeing contributions across the roster. Matt, we're going to look ahead to the next few games in the Sixers schedule, but let's just look back really quickly, hear what's happening in Delaware tonight with one Mac McClung, who was awesome this weekend, and you were there. Can you give us sort of just a bird's eye view of what it was like to be alongside Mac McClung for his first couple days as a Sixer in Salt Lake City?
It was great. I mean, you really couldn't have planned it any better, written it any better. The Mac McClung story and how it unfolded at NBA All-Star Weekend, I was fortunate enough to be out there. And you mentioned the Delaware Bluecoats. They've played since then. They have a couple of home games off the All-Star break. And Mac got a warm reception. If anyone's listening live right now, I know the podcast version might be a little tougher, but there is another game here on Friday night where the Bluecoats will look to bounce back against Detroit's G League team, the Crews, the Motor City Crews. But when they played the other night, Mac got a very warm welcome back to the area. There were signs that say the dunk contest happens in Delaware, and there were a handful of signs, McClung for president. It was very cool to see. I think at that point, he had done a million interviews, and he's just looking to, it seems, settle back in to a professional season here now on a two-way contract. He was the bell ringer before the Grizzlies game, at the Sixers game a night ago on Thursday. But as he settles back in and reflecting back on it, I think one of my favorite stories coming out of All-Star Weekend is going to be, well, it's cool that he won the dunk contest that is now named, the trophy is named after a Sixer in Julius Irving, the Dr. J trophy. So it all seemed like it was destined to go together. But one of my favorite things to reflect on is that I was talking to some of his friends and people that were with him, like, closely on the trip. And on the flight out the Thursday before All-Star weekend, I asked if, well, they said no one recognized Mac McClung on their flight. And then on the flight home, he took selfies with practically everyone on the plane. So I think that just goes to show he did have a certain level of internet stardom and a high one at that, but this took it to another level. I get frustrated sometimes with people not knowing all the facts about Mac McClung because I've seen his story up close and personal all season with the Bluecoats, but he did have a lot of followers. Some people think his follower growth was from like 20,000 to a million. He was already at like 820-something thousand, and he got over a million followers after winning the dunk contest, and he's going to get recognized far more frequently after taking the national stage by storm. It was an amazing weekend, and now he tries to get ready for the stretch run. The Bluecoats are playoff bound. The Sixers, he's looking to learn from more veterans in his career. He's played on teams with Steph Curry and LeBron James, and now he gets to be around James Harden, Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, PJ Tucker, and the list goes on and on. So quite the weekend for Mr. McClung.
Mac McClung will play tonight in Delaware, Matt. True or false?
Well, there's not exactly as much injury reporting or status reporting all the time in the G League, but I'm
let's put it this
it,
way.
Yes.
The next opportunity to see Mac McClung and the Bluecoats could come tonight. The Bluecoats for sure. We'll see about Mac in Delaware. Those are awesome experiences. Matt is the voice of the Delaware Bluecoats. Always a good time. I'm going to try to make it down there myself. Then the Sixers back in action tomorrow night, prime time, hosting the Boston Celtics at 8:30, hosting the Miami Heat on Monday at 7. And then the road juggernaut of the month of March begins for the 76ers, playing the Miami Heat again on the road next Wednesday. That trip, Miami, Dallas, Milwaukee, Indiana, Minnesota. They come home for 2, they leave again for 3, they come home for 1, they leave again for 4. That's 12 of those 15 games on the road. The guys have been talking about it since the break ended, how much they're looking forward to testing themselves against some of the best teams in the league. Matt, I'm looking forward to doing as many of these with you as possible after some hopefully big wins against some great teams, and I will let you have the last word today.
I've got nothing for the last word. I got all my Mac McClung talk out, but looking forward to Sixers Celtics, looking forward to seeing how the team bonds on the road, because that will help chemistry-wise for the playoffs when they come around. Shake Milton recently said they have the ability to adapt however they need to. So I guess I do have a last word, or I'll let Shake Milton have the last word. But Sixers Celtics, great matchup coming up, and some other big-time matchups, including the Bucks, not too far out on the horizon. But the next win for the Sixers will be their 40th win of the season, 39-19 record. They kept it rolling after the All-Star break with perhaps the game of the year, the win of the year, over the Memphis Grizzlies. So good stuff all around. Thanks to everyone who listens to these live on Twitter Spaces. Thanks to everyone who listens to the podcast versions on 76ers Insiders. And thanks to you, Lauren Rosen. We will talk to everyone again soon. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.